News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's coming up to 30 minutes past seven on News Talk Breakfast. Gisèle Pelicot, the woman at the centre of France's shocking mass rape trial, has said it's time for a macho society to change its attitude on rape, as she gave her final statement in court. Joining us now to discuss the trial is Catherine Porter, who is international correspondent for the New York Times. She's in Avignon covering the case. Catherine, just bring us up to speed on what happened yesterday.
Hi there. Yeah, yesterday was the final day that Gisèle Pelicot could address the court before it starts hearing closing statements of all the lawyers representing the 51 men accused mostly of raping her. Before the court makes this decision, she had spent weeks and weeks sitting, listening to the testimonies of these men, watching the videos of the sexual interactions they had with her comatose body. She stood before the court and said she thought it was a trial of cowardice, that she had heard excuse after excuse and people saying they had been manipulated. But when they had gotten into that room, even if they feel they had been lied to by her ex-husband, it was their choice at that time to do what they did to her comatose body.
Did she say anything else in a more general sense about French society, or what did she say in relation to that?
Well, she has said a few times now that she thinks that the way that the society treats rape, thinks about rape, should be completely overhauled. She thinks that rape should be discussed openly, should be talked about, that rape victims should not feel shame, that it's the accused that should feel shame, that many of these rape myths that continue to percolate and around France should be addressed. She thinks people should take their responsibility for their actions.
Her daughter, Caroline, also addressed the court?
Yes, her daughter, Caroline, has addressed the court for the second time. She did that on Friday, actually. But yesterday she was there to hear her father speak again. And she has been hoping for him to confirm that the reason police had found traces of photos of her in uncompromising positions in bed, but also nude photos of her in a collage with her mother. She wants basically to hear him admit that he had drugged her too and had sexually abused her also. She's convinced of that. He continued to say no. He had never touched her. He addressed her directly and said, "Caroline, I have never abused you or touched you in the wrong way." To which she screamed in the court, "You are a liar."
When can we expect a verdict in this case? I presume the trial itself is now coming to a close.
Yes, but I mean, when you have 51 defendants in a trial, the closing statements will be very long. We're not expecting the actual verdict until 20th of December.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Catherine Porter, international correspondent for the New York Times in Avignon. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. If you have been affected by any of the issues raised in this interview, you can contact the Rape Crisis Centre 24-hour national helpline on 1-800-77-888.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.